Hello, welcome. This is Danielle Ciari on Health Tech, and we just had Amy Peters join from Truman. She's the CNO of the Medical Center in Kansas City, Missouri, downtown Kansas City. Welcome.
Thank you.
We're waiting for one more to join with Dan. Double check here and see if we've done everything correctly. We have two. I invited Daniela from Zebra to join us as well. If we have to stop recording and start, we'll do it again. But let's take it from here and see if Daniela is able to join. So we were having a conversation earlier, and I wanted to talk about your first time at HIMSS.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was an exciting trip. It was a quick trip, but it was a good learning opportunity for me just to, number one, attend the conference, but then number two, participate on the Zebra Advisory Board and have the opportunity to meet and network with my peers from hospitals across the country who have implemented Zebra technology as part of their EMR and part of their technology packages in their respective facilities.
Yeah, HIMSS 18 was in Las Vegas this year, and it is quite large. So I'm glad you were actually to be able to meet with people, actually find the people you're supposed to meet with, to network, and to see what other people are doing to facilities. And you were talking about Zebra Healthcare. And what I was reading, understanding, and talking with them, that they're doing computer optimization with nursing workflow, patient care. Is that kind of the gist? Can you tell me a little more about what's happening?
Sure. At Truman, we recently implemented the Zebra smartphones, the TC51s, and put those in the hands of all of our nursing staff on the inpatient side and have them set up to accept voice calls. But most importantly, we have them set up to perform barcode scanning for meds administration and specimen collect. So we're making sure that we're identifying the right patient, the right time as we're giving meds and collecting specimens. And then we also have the ability to do some documentation directly on the TC51 phone, which really has saved our nursing staff a lot of steps and a lot of time from going back and forth to the nurse's station, finding a computer or dragging a computer in the room with them.
I had a little flashback when you're talking about dragging the computer and, with them. And so we have Danielle on the call. And Danielle, we were just doing introductions, letting know everyone that Amy was coming from Truman Healthcare Center, the CNO. And we were just talking about her first HIMSS experience where she got to meet your team. And as you were joining, she just started talking about the kind of the partnership, the collaboration with Zebra Healthcare and the Truman Medical Center. So the next question I wanted to ask, and a lot of my followers ask me, is, you know, as nurse leaders, want to know, a lot of people are in graduate school right now, and they want to know what's the new tool or the new platform or what should they be adding to their health tech studies to improve, to be ready for kind of like this new health technology we're doing as nurses. Do you have any suggestions of what they should be doing?
Sure. I think probably the best tool that they could add when they're in their graduate programs is just to keep an open mind and have a willingness to continue to learn and to embrace the technology. In my organization, technology is one thing that we do, and we do very well. And we figure out how to get it in the hands of our caregivers and then support them as they use it to make patient care safer and a little bit more efficient. But we also recognize that we have to provide the support for them if we expect them to use it. So just go in and have an open mind and a willingness to learn. Because despite the facility you're in, there's going to be technology of some sort And if you're going to be successful at the bedside or in your practice, you got to know how to use it and use it effectively.
So it sounds like the new change management is having open mind. There's a lot of people coming into technology where they've been in other fields in technology, coming to healthcare, or people coming from healthcare technology. During all this change, a lot of people hear, this is not how we've done it before. And I think how we've done things before, it's changed, it's gone. So I really like you saying, really the new technology is just having an open mind and just be ready for what's coming and just kind of take it in and adjust and kind of go from there. And then would you have any advice for the legacy staff? They're contacting about self-study, what tools they should be doing. What should they do at this point going forward to kind of improve their, not just their mindset, but their use of technology? People don't know where to start and where should they begin? Or if a facility is introducing a new tool, how do they integrate the new tool and the legacy staff?
I think they just have to jump in and use it. Our journey with our EMR has truly been a journey. And, you know, with each new application or feature we've added, we've had the ability to really stop and address the learning needs of our nursing workforce and, you know, make sure that the staff understand, first of all, what it is they're doing and how to get information documented appropriately into the record. One thing that we've done, have had classes. So here's the technology 101, teaching the basics, and then going back and layering additional knowledge once the basics have really become hardwired. Now here's the next step in doing it. We've also done something to help engage some of our nursing staff. We call them super users. Mm-hmm. And each time we, you know, add something, when we went live with our TC51 phones, the first group of nurses that got trained were our nursing super users. And so they are nurses who work as bedside nurses, but really have an interest in the technology and are willing to help teach and support their peers. And what's nice is they are working in a peer-to-peer environment. So if one of our more tenured nurses says, I can't get my phone to scan, or I don't understand what I'm documenting here, they can go to a peer on the unit and help get that question answered and get the support they need right away, which I think helps support adoption throughout. It's nurses teaching nurses, which is a good way to help make sure we're doing what we need to do.
I call them the cheerleaders. You have to have a cheerleader team that can coach up and explain in terms that, you know, their teammates can understand of what's
Absolutely.
Going on.
Absolutely.
And the two things this conversation are really sticking in my head, you know, over the course of our nursing career, is terms like nursing workflow. It's something that we've always done, but it was never, to me, kind of verbalized. Mm-hmm. So to me, even the use of language has changed for, you know, people going back to school, graduate school, or legacy staff studying, is changing those words and the concept. This is what you do, and these are the words that imply what you're doing. So I found it really interesting with Zebra Healthcare that was really focusing on nursing workflow and patient care. And really also with the legacy staff, you know, like you're talking about using, you know, a mobile phone or a mobile device, where maybe some people have not used a smartphone. And so I could see a lot of taking your time and really training people well so that they can move to these next tools.
Right.
So well, time seems to be a factor.
Yeah, as we rolled out our TC51s, we also put mobile carts on the unit. So initially, you know, we're driving everybody towards using the mobile technology, but we also recognize that there still is a comfort and of sitting on a computer and typing on a computer keyboard versus punching buttons on a smartphone. And so that was part of our rollout plan. And as we've been live with that for a year now, we've very gradually added new technology to the mobile phone devices that makes it easier and more appealing for the nurses to take that device to the bedside instead of, as I said earlier, dragging a computer around or going and sitting at the desk.
That's a big step.
And being far from their patients. Yeah.
They're basically untethered now. They can go and also if you think about it too, with ergonomics to really save people's backs, that you're on a mobile device versus, pushing a wow around or having to sit at a desk because that's your only access to be able to chart. You can't chart at the bedside. So I found it really interesting learning from you, about what you're doing at Truman and what your partnership, your collaboration with Zebra Healthcare. So I thank you so much for your time and your attention. And I hope you enjoy the recording and I'll send it out there. Do you guys have any questions for me?
No, I don't.
Okay, perfect. I thank you so much for your time. And you guys have a great day.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, welcome. This is Danielle Ciari on Health Tech, and we just had Amy Peters join from Truman. She's the CNO of the Medical Center in Kansas City, Missouri, downtown Kansas City. Welcome.
Thank you.
We're waiting for one more to join with Danielle. Double check here and see if we've done everything correctly. We have two. I invited Daniela from Zebra to join us as well. If we have to stop recording and start, we'll do it again. But let's take it from here and see if Daniela is able to join. So we were having a conversation earlier, and I wanted to talk about your first time at HIMSS.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was an exciting trip. It was a quick trip, but it was a good learning opportunity for me just to, number one, attend the conference, but then number two, participate on the Zebra Advisory Board and have the opportunity to meet and network with my peers from hospitals across the country who have implemented Zebra technology as part of their EMR and part of their technology packages in their respective facilities.
Yeah, HIMSS 18 was in Las Vegas this year, and it is quite large. So I'm glad you were actually to be able to meet with people, actually find the people you're supposed to meet with, to network, and to see what other people are doing to facilities. And you were talking about Zebra Healthcare. And what I was reading, understanding, and talking with them, that they're doing computer optimization with nursing workflow, patient care. Is that kind of the gist? Can you tell me a little more about what's happening?
Sure. At Truman, we recently implemented the Zebra smartphones, the TC51s, and put those in the hands of all of our nursing staff on the inpatient side and have them set up to accept voice calls. But most importantly, we have them set up to perform barcode scanning for meds administration and specimen collect. So we're making sure that we're identifying the right patient, the right time as we're giving meds and collecting specimens. And then we also have the ability to do some documentation directly on the TC51 phone, which really has saved our nursing staff a lot of steps and a lot of time from going back and forth to the nurse's station, finding a computer or dragging a computer in the room with them.
I had a little flashback when you're talking about dragging the computer and, with them. And so we have Danielle on the call. And Danielle, we were just doing introductions, letting know everyone that Amy was coming from Truman Healthcare Center, the CNO. And we were just talking about her first HIMSS experience where she got to meet your team. And as you were joining, she just started talking about the kind of the partnership, the collaboration with Zebra Healthcare and the Truman Medical Center. So the next question I wanted to ask, and a lot of my followers ask me, is, you know, as nurse leaders, want to know, a lot of people are in graduate school right now, and they want to know, what's the new tool or the new platform, or what should they be adding to their health tech studies to improve, to be ready for kind of like this new health technology we're doing as nurses. Do you have any suggestions of what they should be doing?
Sure. I think probably the best tool that they could add when they're in their graduate programs is just to keep an open mind and have a willingness to continue to learn and to embrace the technology. In my organization, technology is one thing that we do, and we do very well. And we figure out how to get it in the hands of our caregivers and then support them as they use it to make patient care safer and a little bit more efficient. But we also recognize that we have to provide the support for them if we expect them to use it. So just go in and have an open mind and a willingness to learn, because despite the facility you're in, there's going to be technology of some sort. And if you're going to be successful at the bedside or in your practice, you got to know how to use it and use it effectively.
So it sounds like the new change management is having open mind. There's a lot of people coming into technology where they've been in other fields in technology, coming to healthcare, or people coming from healthcare technology. During all this change, a lot of people hear, this is not how we've done it before. And I think how we've done things before, it's changed, it's gone. So I really like you saying, really the new technology is just having an open mind and just be ready for what's coming, and just kind of take it in and adjust and kind of go from there. And then would you have any advice for the legacy staff? They're contacting about self-study, what tools they should be doing. What should they do at this point going forward to kind of improve their, not just their mindset, but their use of technology? People don't know where to start. And where should they begin? Or if a facility is introducing a new tool, how do they integrate the new tool and the legacy staff?
I think they just have to jump in and use it. Our journey with our EMR has truly been a journey, and you know, with each new application or feature we've added, we've had the ability to really stop and address the learning needs of our nursing workforce and, you know, make sure that the staff understand, first of all, what it is they're doing and how to get information documented appropriately into the record. One thing that we've done, have had classes. So here's the technology 101, teaching the basics, and then going back and layering additional knowledge once the basics have really become hardwired. Now here's the next step in doing it. We've also done something to help engage some of our nursing staff. We call them super users. Mm-hmm. And each time we, you know, add something, when we went live with our TC51 phones, the first group of nurses that got trained were our nursing super users. And so they are nurses who work as bedside nurses, but really have an interest in the technology and are willing to help teach and support their peers. And what's nice is they are working in a peer-to-peer environment. So if one of our more tenured nurses says, I can't get my phone to scan, or I don't understand what I'm documenting here, they can go to a peer on the unit and help get that question answered and get the support they need right away, which I think helps support adoption throughout. It's nurses teaching nurses, which is a good way to help make sure we're doing what we need to do.
I call them the cheerleaders. You have to have a cheerleader on a team that can coach up and explain in terms that, you know, their teammates can understand of what's absolutely going on.
Absolutely.
And the two things this conversation are really sticking in my head, you know, over the course of our nursing career is terms like nursing workflow. It's something that we've always done, but it was never, to me, kind of verbalized.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, even the use of language has changed for, you know, people going back to school, graduate school or legacy staff studying is changing those words and the concept. This is what you do. And these are the words that imply what you're doing. So I found it really interesting with Zebra Healthcare that was really focusing on nursing workflow and patient care. And really also with the legacy staff, you know, like you're talking about using, you know, a mobile phone or a mobile device where maybe some people have not used a smartphone. And so I could see a lot of taking your time and really training people well so that they can move to these next tools.
Right.
So well, time seems to be a factor.
Yeah, we, as we rolled out our TC51s, we also put mobile carts on the unit. So initially, you know, we're driving everybody towards using the mobile technology, but we also recognize that there still is a comfort and of sitting on a computer and typing on a computer keyboard versus punching buttons on a smartphone. And so that was part of our rollout plan. And as we've been live with that for a year now, we've very gradually added new technology to the mobile phone devices that makes it easier and more appealing for the nurses to take that device to the bedside instead of, as I said earlier, dragging a computer around or going and sitting at the desk.
That's a big step.
And being far from their patients. Yeah.
They're basically untethered now. They can go and also if you think about it too, with ergonomics to really save people's backs that you're, you know, on a mobile device versus, you know, pushing a wow around or having to sit at a desk because that's your only access to be able to chart. You can't chart at the bedside. So I found it really interesting learning from you, about what you're doing at Truman and what your partnership, your collaboration with Zebra Healthcare. So I thank you so much for your time and your attention. And I hope you enjoy the recording and I'll send it out there. Do you guys have any questions for me?
No, I don't.
Okay, perfect. I thank you so much for your time. And you guys have a great day.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.